Aircheckdownloads.com.
Cheryl Cole in all the papers, as you know. She's landed a deal in America. Well, when I say she's landed a deal, it makes it sound really interesting, doesn't it? Simon Cowell has just given her a job. I love the way they go. TV executives there say, I mean, don't be fooled by this codswallop. Simon Cowell said, do you want to come and work over there? And she's gone, wait, eh? I think I'll... And she's gone, I'm sorry, I've no idea what you're saying, darling. We'll have to put on subtitles. It's either just a straight yes or a no. Would you like to do it? Okay, then you can catch up with your boyfriend, the dancer, Mr. Hoff. It'll be nice, won't it? And then, of course, if she's actually living over there, thank God she'll be out of this country. Gillian McKeith, out the jungle. Kick the old witch out. Kicked out last night, which I thought was a bit strange. I seriously thought that we were going to keep Gillian McKeith in because for the entertainment value, in the same way that we're keeping the naff Anne Widdecombe in the Strictly Come Dancing thing, the woman who can't dance or appears to do anything at all. I'm trying to think of anything. I was speaking to somebody the other day who said, she's so hypocritical. She's the one who's condemned television. This is an upright, well, I say upright, you know, fairly upright Christian woman who thinks that television is dumbed down. And what's she doing? She's dumbing it down. She is the very person who is dumbing down television. So we've got to kick her out. Got to kick her out as soon as possible and get on with the proper competition. Although they kicked out Patsy Kensit the other night. But to be honest with you, I couldn't really care less about Patsy Kensit. I'm so bored with the woman. It's kicked her out from the Strictly Come Dancing. Not last night, but she was kicked out this week. So Patsy Kensit, whoosh, go. Boring old bag, get out. But apparently she's had a terrible year. Terrible year. So, of course, you know, but she's loved being in the competition. I thought, yeah, you've had a terrible year. You've been married four times. You must be a blooming pain in the rear end to be with us, you'd imagine. And, and she said, at least people sort of wolf whistle at me still. Oh, well, there you go. That's good news, isn't it? So, yeah, builders whistle at Patsy Kensit. Well, there you go. Mind you, she's been married four times, so it can't be that difficult to pull.
Aircheckdownloads.com.